Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, April 24th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the weather report, then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know, 224 years ago, today in 1800, the Library of Congress was officially founded as U.S. President John Adams approved the $5,000 appropriated to acquire, quote, such books as may be necessary for the use of Congress. It eventually became the largest library in the world. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the weather report. In the Boston area, this morning it's cloudy and feels like 38 degrees with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:36 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:47. It looks like we're in for a chance of showers before 1 p.m., then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm between 1 and 3 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 as well. Some of the storms could produce gusty wind. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 60 and wind around 11 mph. Chance of precipitation is 60% with new rain amounts of less than a tenth of an inch. Tonight, a slight chance of showers before 9 p.m. Mostly clear with a low around 32 and wind of 11 to 16 mph. Chance of precipitation is 20%. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Wednesday will be just after 6:30 a.m. with a low tide at 6:30 p.m. The near shore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 47 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Thursday and Friday will be sunny and cool with highs in the mid-50s. Saturday will be mostly sunny and warmer with a high near 62. A chance of showers arrives Saturday night and continues into Sunday. Sunday will be mostly cloudy with a high near 71 with breezy southwest wind. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, 3 Massachusetts high schools have been recognized among the top 25% in the nation, according to U.S. News & World Report's latest rankings. Boston Latin ranked 27th, Pioneer Valley Chinese Immersion School ranked 100th, and Lexington High School 192nd. These rankings are based on a comprehensive evaluation of 6 factors, including college readiness, state assessment scores, and graduation rates. For example, Boston Latin School boasts a near-perfect score with impressive percentages in AP exam participation and proficiency in key subjects like math and reading. Now on to sports. Blaming referees for game outcomes is often seen as a poor excuse for performance issues, particularly highlighted by recent NBA games involving the Los Angeles Lakers and Philadelphia 76ers. And the excuses are piling up. The Lakers, facing off against the Denver Nuggets, cited refereeing decisions as significant in their narrow loss, despite multiple opportunities to secure the game. Such claims by teams often reflect frustration, but might undermine their focus and morale in ongoing competitions. This perspective was echoed by Lakers head coach Darvin Ham, emphasizing readiness to play regardless of refereeing. In local sports, the Red Sox on the road lost to the Guardians 4-1. Tonight, the Sox remain on the road in Cleveland for Game 2 of the 3-game series. And the Celtics are back at home for Game 2 to take on the Heat. The Bruins are also on tonight, and you're going to have to switch back and forth to catch Game 3 in Toronto. In top news, X, formerly known as Twitter, is set to launch a TV app for video content. Announced by CEO Linda Yaccarino, the app aims to deliver real-time, engaging content on smart TVs, featuring an interface similar to YouTube's. It will include a trending video algorithm to curate popular content and AI-powered topics for video organization. Additionally, the app will support cross-device viewing, allowing seamless transitions from smartphones to TVs. While no specific release date was provided, Yaccarino indicated that the app would be available soon on most smart TVs. This move is part of a broader strategy to transform the platform into a free speech, video-first media outlet. In business news, Oracle is relocating its headquarters to Nashville, Tennessee, a strategic move aimed at enhancing its integration with the healthcare industry. Announced by CEO Larry Ellison during a live-streamed event, the decision aligns with the company's significant investment in healthcare, including the nearly $30 billion acquisition of Cerner in 2021. Nashville, a burgeoning hub for healthcare, offers Oracle proximity to key industry players. This relocation marks another significant shift for Oracle, which moved its headquarters from California to Austin in 2020 as part of a strategy to adopt a more flexible workforce approach. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $67,000. Ethereum is just over $3,200. And Solana is $158. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham, just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Scientists have developed a new model to explain the mysterious heart-shaped feature on Pluto, known as Tombo Regio. This model suggests that an impact from a celestial object, possibly up to 400 miles in diameter, hit Pluto's icy surface, creating the Sputnik Planitia Basin. The impact involving a mixture of ice and rock left a permanent indentation due to Pluto's extremely cold temperatures, which prevent the ice from melting. This research, leveraging advanced simulation tools and data from the 2015 New Horizons mission, offers significant insights into Pluto's geology and its dynamic processes beneath the surface. And in entertainment news, Quentin Tarantino's much-anticipated 10th film, The Movie Critic, was poised to be a grand farewell, blending elements from his cinematic universe. This final project was envisioned as a Tarantino goodbye metaverse, potentially including characters and stars from his previous films. At one point, the film even flirted with being a spin-off of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, featuring Brad Pitt's character, Cliff Booth. However, despite various rewrites and casting rumors, including potential involvement from Tom Cruise and Olivia Wilde, the project remains uncertain. Tarantino's creative exploration may lead The Movie Critic to join his list of unrealized projects, leaving fans to wonder what could have been in this ultimate Tarantino crossover. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from Elon Musk. And the CEO of Twitter said, "Free speech is the bedrock of a functioning democracy." And Twitter is the digital town square, where matters vital to the future of humanity are debated. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.